Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
Hello, and welcome to episode 23.
Season? Series? I can't remember.
What's the thing you do every week? What's that you do every week?
I've no idea. No. Series 20. Season 23, that's the word. Season.
And this one, we're talking about The Highwayman.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was 1988.
Yep, yeah.
Nine episodes plus pilot.
Yeah, we couldn't find the pilot, I'm really... You have to apologise there.
You do have to apologise too.
Us.
No one.
Us in future world.
Yeah.
When we look back...
Well, the historians are just digging this up.
Yes,
and
yeah.
They didn't do the pilot.
Yeah. Imbeciles, they say. Yeah. Imbeciles. Naive imbeciles. How could they not have done the pilot?
Yeah. We couldn't find it unless we... I think you'd probably have to get it. We
paid for it?
Paid for it, yeah.
Oh, no.
But that wasn't going to happen.
We don't do paying.
I will make them pay for what they've done.
We stick by our routine. It's cheap, it's cheerful. And boy, are we cheap.
Yeah. So this one is episode one. Yes. Road Lord.
Yes. But I think having watched this one, we didn't need to see the pilot.
I think we get a good idea.
I think we get a pretty good idea. This was starring Jane Balder, who was from V.
Yes, I know she was.
Yes. Was this, I think this was...
What do you say, starring?
Well, come on. Well, she was in it a few minutes.
Yeah. It was starring Sam and Jay Jones, surely, from Flash.
Well, yeah.
And from... Thunder in Paradise.
Was he in that as well?
Yeah, he was the baddie.
Oh, yes, you said, yes. Well, he looked different.
Yeah, he's...
Gordon's alive!
Apparently. His career isn't, but...
Apparently not. Not if we've got anything to do with it. So Spielberg's listening in and thinking, oh, maybe I can get the Flash. And then hear our podcast, we... No.
And we had... Jacko,
yes, Jacko. I presume he was the Aussie fella.
Yeah, played Jetro.
Did he?
Jacko played Jetro.
Yeah.
No, it's not that one. So it starts, doesn't it, with a little introduction to the series.
Well, I've got a fancy graphic opening to a rock synthesizer tune.
Yes. That's the one.
They were great graphics, they were, weren't they? Really, really 80s, weren't they?
They were so 80s. This is, they just found out they could do video editing, isn't it?
Yeah, and so they went over the top.
Yeah, and they did, my God.
Yeah, and it started off with a speech, which I've got here.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Good. Well, wait no more.
Pray silence.
I shan't sing it, as I will on the Christmas album, of course, but I will speak this. There is a world just beyond now, where reality runs a razor thin seam between fact and possibility. Where the laws of the present collide with the crimes of tomorrow. Patrolling these vast outlands is a new breed of lawman. Guarding the fringes of society's frontiers, they are known simply as highwaymen. This is their story.
That's it, and that gives you the premise.
Yeah, so turn off now.
Yeah. Because it makes as much sense as the story does.
Yes. Is this our future, or is this supposed to be a parallel world?
Don't know.
No, I couldn't work it out.
No.
It seemed a bit... Wild Westy at times.
It did. It was very much like it was sort of like Wild West, wasn't it?
Yes.
But set in today, well, 80s
time. 80s time. Yeah, I couldn't quite work out when it was supposed to be.
No. I mean, maybe the pilot covered some of this ground, but I suppose it did.
No.
No, I wouldn't
have thought so. I've got here the pilot used a different opening narration. I feel I should. Probably give this a go. There we go. How about this one then? This was from the pilot.
I feel you have to.
No, I will.
No.
I didn't fill up airtime. They say he came into this world from someplace off the clock. And his mother was ice cold wind, his pa a fiery rock. Well, it could have been done to a tune.
Yeah, it really could.
Yeah. It's told that on some starless nights his rig could up and glow. This is genius. and folks who say they saw it coming swear they didn't see it go. Now you hear a lot of legends told when you ride along hard slab, from some who say the man is good and some who say he's bad. Slab the ninja. But all agree, who's ever tried to play a cheating hand, you only get one chance to draw against the highwayman.
Yeah.
I quite like the original pilot version.
That was good. That was very
bad, wasn't it?
Very lyrical.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Zeus. I'm jealous of that.
But anyway, okay, back to this.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, obviously, when I was looking up the highwayman,
yeah,
I got lots of Richard O'Sullivan come up. Big Turpin. I'm the Danny Highwayman, New York, he's scared to mention. It's not a lot out there about it.
No. No, well, this is my usual Wikipedia, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sure. It's coming handy this time. Give it a go.
Yes, yeah.
Can't knock that.
I didn't know all this before.
All right. I didn't say.
So, we start. It almost feels very Australian, doesn't it? It's like,
yes.
Mad Max.
Well, yeah, kind of Mad Max-y, isn't it?
Yeah, Mad Max meets Wild Wild West, maybe.
Yes. And the star of the show, as you said, is Sam J. Jones. Known, he's a highwayman. No, highwayman, known as Highwayman.
Well, I think that's his handle.
Yeah, he's Highwayman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he got me confused at times.
Yes.
And for some bizarre reason, and it is bizarre, they drive around in 18-wheeler trucks.
Yeah, there's no explanation for this.
No. No, I couldn't work this one out, because at some point we finally get to see what's in the back of the truck, and it was a car.
Yeah. Although the front of it can turn into a helicopter.
I gathered that.
Yeah,
it was a bit bizarre looking.
Because they didn't use any of this stuff. They don't use any high tech from the truck stuff in this episode at all.
No. I did wonder. Did they ever?
I think they must have done. Because I remember the trucks turning invisible.
That's because you fell asleep.
No, no. There's a satellite up there that could turn them invisible. I've seen the episode, I remember watching it.
Yeah.
It's only a truck. It's not something like it's a big thing that you can't hide.
No.
Maybe I've got a stealth button.
Oh, well, there you go, see.
You only need a button that says stealth on it, and we know that's how it works.
And if you haven't heard our previous podcast, you won't know what the hell we're on about. Yeah. Mind you, we never usually
you're
do
you're probably
it,
lucky. So.
But yes, it starts off with this giant 18-wheeler truck, which apparently can stop on a sixpence, I know. It stops instantly.
Yeah. It's high tech.
Well, okay. And it starts. He's being held up by two policemen.
Yeah, this is one. This one's called the Road Ranger.
Yes. And. He's a marshal, isn't he? He says, you know,
I'm a marshal, yeah, you've got no jurisdiction.
And he's. So the policeman shot him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's basically it. Yeah, well, I don't want to gloss over it, but there you go.
Problem, deputy?
You missed the signs, mister? Speed limit on this stretch is 45.
Hard to see anything with that bright beam in my face. You always use a chopper for speed traps?
No, Marshal. Tonight's special.
You know I'm a marshal.
Word gets around. Lots of stories about truckers with big fancy rigs. Work for a special branch of the government. I call you highwaymen.
You know who I am, and you know you have no jurisdiction over me. Now, if you'd move that car out of my way.
Sorry, Marshal. Federal badge or not, you're under arrest for speeding. Now, we can take a short drive down to the courthouse, or we can settle this right here.
Really? Just how are we going to do that?
Simple. I punch your ticket.
Then the next scene is the big truck parking at a fancy restaurant.
Yes, yeah, pulls up to see hotels.
The highwayman, this is.
Yeah, the
highwayman. The highwayman.
Yeah.
I think we love that.
Yeah. He brashly walks into the restaurant. Everyone's a bit sort of...
Everyone's staring at him because he's a man. Never seen a man like that before.
Yeah, and he says, oh, is it Road Rage is dead or something like this?
The Road Ranger, Steve.
Yeah, whoever did it, I'm going to get them and kill them myself. Which, There was a few gasps.
Yeah, someone dropped a tray.
A few gasps of old women going, and then someone dropped a tray, as though no one's ever said that.
He's saying this to his boss, which is...
Jane Boulder.
Diane, whatever we know her from. Yeah. She had her name in this as well, I think.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, any ideas what it was?
Hold on, let's check my... Does anyone really care? I don't know why we're looking this up. It's only for us. Miss Tanya Winthrop.
That's it.
Yeah.
The Winthrops.
The Winthrops.
Not the Winning Winthrops.
Ah, yes.
That's it.
Yep, that was that.
And she's a gut, because she's out on a date with her husband, man. Don't know, he tells
her. I've no idea who she's on a date with.
Yeah, it says, go away. He does, because he's big and intimidating.
And he wouldn't dress in some sort of leather jacket.
Yeah. And he says, I'll never get whoever did this. And she says, he asks if anyone's told the road ranger's wife.
Oh, yeah, wife and kids.
And she says, they're out at the moment, out in the city or something, and someone's waiting to tell them. He says, call them up.
I'm going.
I'm going to be the one who tells them.
Yes.
Because obviously he's a close personal friend of the family.
Hey, I said that I'd meet you later.
We need to talk now. Go to the bathroom, friend. I think you need to go now.
I guess I know why you're here.
I need to know who killed him and what was his assignment.
He wasn't on assignment, and I haven't a clue as to what happened.
Steve was a good friend of mine. I want to give his wife a hand. She's probably taking it hard.
She doesn't know yet. We sent someone up to Eagle Ridge to tell her, but she's in Boston. She's due back tomorrow morning. He's waiting there for her.
But you call him up. I want to be the one to tell her.
Highway! What else are you going to do?
I want to find out who killed him and settle the score.
Well, how did you say?
Yeah.
So he pulls up and everyone's pleased to see the truck. I'm like, oh, it's the highwayman.
What a surprise this is.
It's the highwayman. And
Uncle Highway.
Yeah.
The wife shows up.
Yeah.
He just says, I'm sorry, and then he starts crying. He never actually says he's dead or anything.
No, I've just got poor Shelley, daddy, because her dad's there, isn't he? And he takes her by the arm.
And suddenly he just jumps to the funeral.
Yeah, I've got Highwayman watches a funeral from afar.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't even go.
He just has the right clothes, though, does he?
Well, no, he does seem to wear the same outfit all the time.
He's got a big truck, but no storage space.
No. Maybe they pushed him, or maybe he was a bit whiffy.
Yeah.
You stand over there somewhere.
Yeah, don't we?
It's bad enough he's decomposing in there, but no, I don't need you.
Then the sheriff and his deputy come up to Shirley. Is it Shirley?
Shirley.
At the funeral. It says, what about selling your house then?
Yeah. Oh, I've got that as well. Dodgy deputy.
Yeah.
Is this wasn't deputy dog.
No. No. It's not a bad time, is it? Yeah. You got this to pack now.
Muskrat.
Yeah.
It's the only one I remember. Well, I know I've got.
Shelley, I know this probably isn't a very good time to bring this up, but I got word down at the bank that Mr. Moritana, Global Guard, wants to up the offer he made to your husband for this property.
I wasn't aware that my husband had spoken to the people at Global Guard at all.
I guess he's out there and the subject come up. Anyway, I got to thinking, things being the way they are, I thought maybe you might like to get away from these memories.
These memories are all we have now. I think Steve would want us to stay.
So he's asked her to sell the house at the funeral. Highwayman stinks, so he's over there somewhere. Next minute, Highwayman has her up a mountain in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know how they got there. She sits down on a rock in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah. Maybe his truck's invisible by the time.
And she's come, obviously, apparently straight from the funeral, because she's still in the same suit.
Yeah.
And
he says that Steve was on no case.
Yeah, that she knew of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he didn't know any case he was on either.
And she didn't know that he'd agreed to sell the house.
Yeah, and it's Global. Was it Global?
I did write it down.
Global Guard.
Global Guard, yes.
Global Guard.
Watch out for them in the future, people.
Yeah, there were phone houses in this town. They've got a big factory there, and they're trying to buy up all the property.
Yes. He goes to Big Aussie Guy, scares everyone in the bar.
Yeah.
Rick pulls up outside a bar.
Yeah, I've got jumps the bar, yeah. Loud Aussie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone's in his spot.
Yeah, yeah, he really scares him, doesn't he? Yeah. But actually, it's a joke.
Yeah, he's just your lights.
Oh.
But he does hand him his license plate.
Yes.
It's all broken up.
Yeah.
So is this what's left of your car, or was this someone knew what number it was? I'm not sure.
Well, I've then got a big Aussie guy gets back into truck, driving along for some reason, and suddenly someone tries to strangle him from behind.
Oh, I think you're jumping way ahead here.
Oh, possibly not.
You're jumping so far ahead.
Never.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think you can jump from the funeral to...
The highway meets up with Aussie. There's a pinball machine that blows up.
Oh, yes.
For some reason.
Yeah, well...
For reasons.
Obviously, they had extra explosives.
Yeah. Highway needs help.
Doesn't he just?
Someone tries to kill the Aussie. Now, this is the truck.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I jumped there. I apologise.
You're like a cutscene from this programme, you are.
Well, anyway, they tried to strangle him.
Yeah, I just assumed they were just behind him in the back of the truck.
Well, I thought that.
But apparently they weren't.
No, he says later on they burst through the...
Metal steel plate.
Of the truck.
Yeah. So they were in the back of bit.
Yeah, but you don't see anyone get in there. You have no idea who it is.
There is a suspicious guy in the bar.
There was a suspicious guy, but...
Yeah, the hand grenade's been thrown.
Where did the hand grenades come from?
Well, I'm guessing the guy had them in some... Yeah.
Why strangle him and then give him a hand grenade?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. So he kicks the first one out the door.
Yeah, bang.
You do. And then the second one appears... Only this time, Aussie decides to jump out the
truck. Leave the truck and...
Yeah, and it blows the truck up.
It's gone. It's high-tech truck no more.
And next minute, I've probably jumped again.
Jesse being evicted.
Yeah, I've got the cripple.
Yeah.
The sheriff wants now.
I called him by his name, Jesse.
I couldn't remember who it was.
Jesse was at the funeral. A bit of a family friend.
Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
He was chatting to the son and saying, and we know Jesse's a war veteran, and that's how why he's in the wheelchair.
Yeah, but the sheriff wants his land now.
They've got an order, haven't they, against his land, they say.
Well, apparently so.
And he says, I've paid all this.
This is sorted out the bank. And the deputy shoots him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Sheriff, I don't care what that piece of paper says. They're wrong.
I know it's tough on you, Jesse, but there's a tax lien on this property. We have no choice but to enforce this foreclosure.
I'm telling you, they made a mistake.
I'm sorry, Jesse. You have to let me do my job. Now, please, hand over that shotgun.
Now, I fought for this damn country. And all I got to show for it is this land and these lakes. I won't let you move me off.
He's pointing that thing right at you, Sheriff.
Definitely does this a lot, I think.
Yeah. Shelley tells Highwayman about this happening.
Oh, no, they take the cripple, all right, Jess. To Global Guard, as you say.
They take him to the hospital.
To be salvaged.
Yeah.
The man says salvaged.
She does say salvaged, yeah.
Yeah. Next minute, they're selling his house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Shelley tells Highwayman about this, and then they go to his house.
Yeah.
He's having an auction.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, look, Howard goes to the hospital and he muscles his way in, doesn't he? Just by pushing past them, there's not much resistance.
There's not a lot of resistance there, is it?
But then the doctor he's speaking to runs behind a door and shuts it.
Yeah.
And then the Howard can't get through this door because it's wooden and stuff.
Yeah, it's wooden.
He's not as tough as he thinks
he
is. Yeah. No. Then they're selling Jesse's home, which is another cut. It's another cut.
And he says, you can't do this. And they say, what authority?
He tells Shelley, he says, don't worry, I'll handle this. I thought, oh, he's got a great plan. Yeah. He's going to use his authority.
Yeah.
But he just goes up and says, no, stop it.
Yeah. And they say, why? And he goes, by the authority of my federal badge and this gun.
Yeah.
Bargain at 190. Do I hear 200? 200,000 for an opportunity?
His auction's closed. Go on.
Highway.
By what authority are you interfering with the sale of this property?
By the authority of my federal badge and this weapon.
No sale today. Everyone go home.
That's a lot of American police, I think, isn't it? No.
Tension at the minute. I'm not hearing how contentious there. They don't normally ask. And then... So they disperse, don't they?
Yeah.
And Deputy gives him that look again.
Yeah. Ozzy.
Yeah, now I've got Ozzy.
Jethro, his name, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently I've just looked on here. His real name is Mark Jacko Jackson.
Yes.
Jetto.
Yeah.
But on screen, simply Jacko.
Jacko as Jetto, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what a career he's got.
Yeah, oh, I know. There was research.
Yeah.
He gets a new truck from Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so it's DC Montana.
Yeah. Well, I've got it, yeah. Ozzy gets a bizarre cross-come truck. A car-come truck. Because it's a car, isn't it?
It's a car pulling a really long... Because it's not up high, it's down.
Yeah, it's a car.
Yeah.
It's clearly a car.
Now, if you're a Star Trek fan, which
yeah.
And this Voyager, okay.
Alright, yeah.
Tim Russ plays Montana.
Yeah.
And he plays Tuvok, the Vulcan in Star Trek.
Okay. He went on to better things then.
Oh, much better than this. Just imagine this had been picked up.
Yeah. I've got a bracket here. Still not quite sure why trucks or what's inside them.
No,
I've no idea whatsoever.
I think, because it obviously got big suitcases. It's not explained in this episode.
Highwayman now breaks into Global Guard.
Yeah, Global Guard.
Yeah.
Breaks 5-pound lock of guard. Yeah. With his laser.
Yes.
Yeah, he uses a laser to break it. And I think you could have just snapped that one off.
As the man in the hospital proved, locked doors are his nemesis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not another one. Yeah. How do they always know?
And all this is watched by a man in an empty room on a TV.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's in there for a crime he didn't commit or what. He just seems to be sat there watching a telly.
It's all luck number two of the prisoner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then he meets up with Dead Steve.
Steve, yes.
And Steve says, look, I'm under really, really deep cover.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell my family or anyone else.
Yeah.
But you've got to back off, Highwayman. Highwayman. Steve wants Highwayman to pull out. That's what he says.
I'm not denying it. Make the man watching on TV's die, I think.
Yeah.
Steve? You're dead, man. We buried you.
Do I look dead?
They found a body.
We planned it. Cover had to be perfect.
Well, Shelley and Davey, you let them think you're dead?
That was hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But I was in too deep. Shelley and Davey's lives were at stake if we didn't make it believable.
Why wasn't I told?
You came in on your own. That's why I had to contact you, to make you back off. Trust me, Highway. You'll be told later. But for now, I have to ask you to pull out.
Hey, I'm real happy to see you alive, partner.
Talk when this is all over. There's a lot I want to tell you.
Yeah, well, there's a lot I want to know.
Well, all I've got now is finally we get to see what's in the truck.
Yeah, Highway gets car from the car.
And he goes to the ballet.
He drives to the ballet.
Why did he go in the car when before he went in the truck?
He just popped where he liked anyway.
Oh, yeah, beyond me.
He goes up to his boss. Picks her up.
Yeah.
Carries her out. Yeah. Throws her into a fountain.
As you do.
This is his boss. Why wouldn't you do that?
Luckily the fountain was there.
Yeah.
Well, what would he have done if it was? He'd walk around forever. Yeah. Holding her head under attack, maybe.
Yes, and he's cross because Steve North, you lied about Steve North, he's on the deep cover.
Yes.
And she goes, he's not. She says, I'm going to get to the top of this.
Now, I've got that.
Yeah.
Conspiracy, I will get to the top of this.
No, she says that.
When has anyone ever said, I will get to the top of this? Because I put that as well.
Yeah. It wasn't just me then, it was odd.
I'll get to the top of this. That doesn't make sense.
So this is the near future that might have changed it around a bit.
It's a parallel world. well.
Films,
we're
yeah.
not sure.
Top and bottom. Bottom.
So yeah. It could be filmed in Australia. Was that
like the
top?
To the bottom or something?
Did yeah. You can't go to the top of it.
No. Top centric.
What I've got now is
his wife and kid that he was dead.
What are you talking about that Steve North isn't alive? That is not true.
I just got through talking to him a couple hours ago.
I don't believe you.
You're a real good liar, lady.
You know, I resent that highway. I don't know what is going on. And if there is a conspiracy, then I will get to the top of it. If Steve North is alive, I was not told.
Which is even worse. Well, if you're not running this operation, who the hell is?
Highway, you can't help me. I don't like this at all.
Hey. Sorry, boss.
Wheelchair guy can now walk.
Yeah. Jesse back home walking around.
Yeah, because Jacko, whatever you want to call him, Ozzy. Yeah. I've got him Ozzy.
Yeah, I've got Ozzy quite a lot.
Yeah. It spies him.
Yeah, sees him walking around like nothing. Highway goes to the cops, to me as well.
Yeah. Now, Ozzy, they work out what's coming in or out of the factory, yeah. don't they, in these trucks. So Ozzy goes to stop one.
Yeah.
With his steel boomerang.
Yeah.
Now, he's a hell of a shot, I'll give him that.
Oh, he is. Pinpoint accuracy, he knows exactly where the truck's going to stop as well.
He does, doesn't he?
Now, the truck, the truck coming out is empty.
Yes. Ooh.
But then he stops another truck that's coming in.
So it works out, yeah. It's coming out empty, it must be going in full.
Yeah.
So he plays the old boomerang trick.
Again.
Throws it again.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And inside this one, he finds a plastic hand.
Yeah, that's right. Finds hand, yeah.
Yeah.
And the truck driver walks around, doing he sees him yes. through the back of his truck, and he knocks him out with the hand.
Yeah.
Back hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Steve wants to meet up with Highwayman.
Yes. Now I've got it. Why is it always misty when these meetings take place?
Yeah.
It's in the middle of nowhere and it's misty.
Is this a meeting to see who has the tightest trousers on? Because they were very tight.
They were extremely tight. Not Hulk Hogan tight.
No.
No one could be that tight.
And
they've got a shootout with sawed-off shotguns.
Yeah.
Which was pretty poor.
Yeah, they were missing quite a lot, weren't they?
And Steve's a robot.
Yeah.
Android,
he's got glowing chest.
Yes.
He does manage to shoot Highway in the shoulder.
Now, yeah, I got that. Highway gets shot in the shoulder, but somehow keeps going.
Yeah, it's just
a flesh wound.
Yeah, lucky to him.
I mean, apparently not. Lucky it wasn't a locked door.
The doctors come and carry Steve away, and Highway observes this from a nearby shrubbery. Because that's what it is.
We want a shrubbery.
Highway goes to Shirley. Shirley.
Luckily, her dad's some sort of medic.
It's not mentioned.
It's not mentioned up until this point where he seems to know exactly what to do.
Yeah, I think he's an amateur one. Let's have a go, shall we?
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. So he looks at Highway's shoulder or whatever.
Yeah. Patches him up.
Yeah.
The sheriff turns up at this point, doesn't he? Because the two of them, him and Ozzy meet up.
That's what Ozzy goes to the home.
Ozzy goes to the home.
To let him know what he found in the truck.
Home.
And he says that I found this circuitry in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't at the time. He just finds the plastic hand.
Yes.
And so he's got circuitry now.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So they decide
to go together.
To Global Guard, yeah.
The cops show up.
Highwayman says, can't go in my truck. We're expecting it.
Yeah.
So they go in Ozzy's car, caravan.
It's just a caravan, really.
Yeah. And the two go to Global Guard, and this is when the coppers turn up and realise that he's been there. Highwayman's been patched up.
Yeah.
Now, I've got it here.
The doctor shows the cops video footage.
Yes.
And then they say you have to go all out and arrest Highwayman. And so that's when they go off to her home.
Yes.
His truck's still there, so they think he's there.
Yeah.
But of course, when they search a car, they found the bloody rags.
Yeah.
So they know he's been hurt.
Yeah.
And then they work out where he's going. Yeah.
Now, they get to the Global Guard.
Yeah.
And Ozzy, a highwayman says, don't worry, there's a hole there I made earlier.
Yeah.
But there's a guard there now.
Yeah.
We'll have to distract him. Now, from the way Ozzy jumped off the fence, he must have been climbing right in front of the guy.
Yeah, it's not. It's a chain link fence.
Yeah, it's a chain link fence. Yeah.
Yeah, unless the guy's deaf, but he jumps as though he's what, 2 foot in front of him.
Yeah. Then he hits this guy in the back of the head. Yes. Ooh, that, he had a really hard head.
Yes.
So we're guessing he's a robot.
Yeah.
But this seems to knock him out still.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
He's got his weak spot.
Yeah, he's vulnerable.
Yeah. They get inside the factory. Yeah. No one around. Never is.
Find robots.
Yeah. Find robot heads of the family.
Yeah. Knowing they're going to replace all the people in this town with robots.
Yeah. They sneak through the building.
Yeah, looking for the chairman because they find the directory.
Because they find the directory, you say there is one. But how did they find the room? Because I've got this. Look, they have a shootout of robots.
Yeah, mate, there is. There
Steve turns up and the police. Someone else turns up. Oh, the wheelchair guy.
Yeah, Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse and Steve, robot attack. Yeah.
One shot and they're dead.
Yeah, they go straight down.
Yeah, well, they want to be called. Meet the chairman, but not quite sure how they found the room.
No.
They seem to be randomly running down corridors.
Yeah.
And just open a door and there he is.
The cops show up, Global Guard.
Yeah.
Ozzy and Homerman find chairman.
Yeah.
Is the chairman man or machine?
Oh,
good in there.
Clever.
So the robots have got really slavey actions.
Well, I've got here that there's a bit of a standoff, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
And the highwayman say to the sheriff, you know, well, this isn't right, something's going on, now you've realised. He goes, oh, you'll never get away with this. Oh, yes, we will. And they bring out a fake sheriff. But they shoot all them.
Yeah. Very quickly, yeah.
Yeah, very quickly. But the guy, the Chinese man, I believe he is, the guy in the chair,
produces
a small gun. Ozzy laughs at him.
Because it's so small.
It's so small. We don't see anything else.
No.
Jeans, gentlemen. I admire your tenacity and old-fashioned American know-how.
Sounds like you're making fun of it.
On the contrary, it's my admiration for America which makes me want to imitate it.
Well, you've carried imitation too far.
You cannot blame others for taking what you voluntarily give up. We only take what is there.
I can't talk for me, mate, but there's an insult in there someplace.
Well, America, who brought to the world the production line, now produces virtually nothing. You'd be jobbed out of the 21st century. Be content to be consumers and not doers.
No way. Tell me something, Mortana. Are you a man? Or are you a machine?
Doesn't matter. He's worthless.
But if you make a mistake, it's murder.
Yeah, you know something about that, wouldn't you?
I'll hold your fire.
You trust these blokes, the way they've been blowing away the locals?
Hands on your head.
All right, nice and easy. Drop your weapons.
Look, Sheriff, don't pick the wrong side. We've got to know what's really going on here. They're slowly replacing people with machines.
And when they've all gone, Sheriff, there's no one left to enjoy it.
I'll take them down to headquarters, Sheriff.
What'll I be doing all this, Nathan?
You'll be dying. Goodbye, Sheriff.
That's for Steve.
I'm warning you.
Bad luck!
I got a little something left for you too, sir.
Then you've got him and Highwayman saying, I'll drive. No, I will.
And the Highwayman tosses a coin up onto the roof.
I'll go heads, I'll go tails, and I say, and so he flicks it up, lands on top of the car, truck, whatever.
Roof.
Ozzy gets up there to have a look.
And the Highwayman gets in and drives off.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that was it.
Yeah.
He was kind of laughing, wasn't he, Ozzy, as they went.
Yeah, it was the fun bit. It was the whimsical bit at the end.
Yeah. At the end, I think the whole thing was quite whimsical. I can see why. Well, why?
You can't see why.
How did it make 9 episodes?
Be right back.
you think you can describe next week's show?
Easy.
Hey, God!
That and a lot more next week.
The Highwayman, next Friday.
Now, this is, I mean, it is part of the intelligent microchips will solve everything, sort of.
Yes, yeah.
But
it's just...
Why?
I don't get it.
No. Why trucks?
I've no idea.
If they were, like, marshals on motorbikes roaming the lands, oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
The trucks? What's with the trucks?
I don't know. It's beyond me. Because, like you say, there doesn't seem to be any use of the truck. It carries a car in it.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem to be an awful lot left behind it.
No, it didn't, did it?
It was just a car.
The car just fits. I couldn't work out how it gets in the doors. I know he's got a remote to close the truck after he drives off.
Well, you would. You would.
Yeah.
Microchipped. But maybe it's our own fault for not seeing the pilot episode, but
it could be, yeah. It's probably all explained and we're going,
I very much doubt
obviously
it.
Obviously now.
Well, I haven't read
that's why it's a truck.
The original, what was supposed to be said in the original pilot, well, maybe that would have made sense, but it's bizarre.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't honestly say I've ever seen this before, though you say you had.
I had seen it on late night television.
There's a lot to be said about late night television, isn't there?
It was his friend for this little programme.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise it was only 9 episodes as well. And it didn't last long, but
I can wonder why.
So.
And it says it on the date. The series is at first vague on the exact year that it takes place. Other than Highway and Jetto's trucks, Highway occasionally seen in a sports car. Apparently it's a silver Lotus Esprit and Mrs. Balder's car, a red Mark II Toyota, which we didn't see in this. The other vehicles are generally of that era in which the series was filmed. The coin in an episode was dated 1992.
The future.
Yeah, so apparently it was about 4 years in the future, compared to this, but it did seem quite Mad Max-y, didn't it? It was a bit of an apocalypse.
Yeah, it was.
Setting.
It was without having an apocalypse.
Yes.
Yeah. There was. Did you have any facts that you found interesting about this?
I stayed awake.
Yeah.
No. No. I thought Jane Boulder was close enough, and you said it was Flash Gordon.
Obviously, Mark Jacko Jackson was an American Aussie Rules football player.
He was a large man.
Yeah, and you could tell from his attitude because he.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently he got sacked for putting live firecrackers into his club's official's pocket. And you can find all this about him in his book, Dumb Like a Fox, the autobiography.
Okay.
I see you're looking for Amazon now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, obviously that's your present sorted out for Christmas, I tell you.
I couldn't find really anything much interesting about this.
I couldn't see anything interesting watching this.
While I was looking up, James Balder, whatever, I noticed she did a TV show called Cluedo, the TV show.
No.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I don't want to see that now. She played Mrs. Peacock. That was in 83. LV was in 83, wasn't it?
Yes.
So this is what she went on to.
I've got here. I'll take this back.
Yeah.
It says in here the pilot movie, blah blah blah, the lead character mysterious and other highwayman. About his truck, he drives a large black computerised truck. Say computerised.
Yeah, you know, get that bit.
With a bullet shaped cabin, which is the nose of a concealed helicopter.
Yeah.
Wasn't hard to work that one out, was it? Which can detach from the rest of the truck. The truck can also operate in stealth mode to become invisible.
Told you.
I take it back.
You told me.
Yeah. A concealed futuristic sports car can emerge from the truck's rear.
Lotus 3.
Yeah.
Oh, I think.
Some elements of the futuristic dashboard were also reused from Knight Rider.
Yeah, did this start after Knight Rider finished anyway?
Yeah, quite possibly.
So, what would you rate this?
On
our rating scale. So, it's a clear 10 from you, I'm saying.
Well. On our clear rating scale, I mean, this is going 3. It's awful.
Great, you rated it that high.
No.
I'm going to give it a 4. I don't know why.
No, I don't know why.
No, I'm not sure myself. No,
I think it's just be different for me. Because you saw another episode where the truck disappears.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just for that one.
Just extra point for invisible trucks. Even at the time, I mean, I remember thinking, what?
Yeah.
The satellite does something and it makes the truck invisible. But not like radar invisible, it's just actually invisible.
To what extent does that do anything? Because it's an 18-wheeler truck.
Behind it, no one would be able to find an invisible truck.
No. Of course you wouldn't. Why would you?
Yeah.
Why would you even look?
So, do you think that's enough about that?
Clearly.
Clearly, yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
There was nothing in it whatsoever.
It was a very run-of-the-mill type of thing. They just had really big trucks.
No reason why.
The Aussie guy was an awful actor.
Yes.
I don't think he was acting. I don't think that's him.
Yeah, really him. Probably was him, yeah. Yeah.
Sam J. Jones. Sometimes he goes by Sam Jones. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You can see why he's not doing a great thing.
He's not really, has he? He was kind of like the Kurt Russell of the day. He was kind of looked that way.
He's Howland Kurt Russell.
Yes. Yeah. I think those props would be where they were aiming it at. We'll get Kurt Russell for this. Bad news, we can't. Oh, well, let's get the Sam J. Jones instead.
Kurt Russell wants how much? How much do you think this cost an episode?
How much?
I think like £220.
Well, you've got it down.
No, I haven't really.
It's an equipment from Wikipedia. I don't think it probably even says why or how much. Surely it can't be.
Because usually they say, the first pilot episode cost £28 billion.
Yeah, and the new truck can be found, you know, in a field somewhere or something. But no, doesn't seem to be anything on here.
There's even very little on YouTube about it. There's clips of the intro and stuff.
Yeah,
weaponry. Most interesting thing I found was someone made one out of Lego. Yeah, that was a bit of episode in this. Someone done the Airwolf intro as it was a Highwayman intro. Exactly the same way.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you notice when it started up and then like a strip of film going down the middle?
Yes.
Showing the people. There was just weird legs to the side and stuff.
Yeah. like you said, they just realised that they could do video editing. And they let some kid in there, or somebody got in there.
This would be a team, probably 300.
Yeah, it's probably now worked for Pixar, for all I know. But it was poor.
Okay.
And that's that.
I threw this one at you last minute, so
you did.
So you weren't expecting this one?
No.
Because we worked out what we were doing.
Yes, and this wasn't on the list at all.
And I remembered it. Sometimes I wish I hadn't.
Well, it worked nicely in with the man machine bit, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Apart from if we'd seen the truck do anything, it would have been better. But question. You know what's coming. What would you rather have? A straight hawk motorbike?
So what?
Airwolf helicopter?
No, no.
Blue Thunder helicopter?
No, I like that one.
A Knight Rider car?
No.
A speedboat?
Not just a speedboat. No, come on.
Thunder. It probably has a special drawer full of just really tight trunks.
And 54th floor.
Or would you like a truck of the future? With a Lotus Esprit in the boot.
Yeah, it's hard push, but the boat. The boat wins every time for me.
It does now, doesn't it?
Because that boat is just incredible.
That truck would fit inside the boat.
It would have. On a separate floor of its own. In fact, the truck of the future of this world, you know, it doesn't say where it is.
No.
could be actually in one of the floors. Oh,
there's a plane.
Yeah, it's hole in there. It's a bit like Star Trek, yeah. Hollow room, isn't it? Whatever they, when they go in, yeah. Just make a whole room up. Yeah. It's in there, it's in the boat.
Yeah, the strange thing is, you know, we do these and you forget about the programme then, you know. It's...
I try to.
Yeah,
I try to. If you take enough tablets, it tends to get.
I cannot forget Thunder in Paradise. I cannot forget about it. It's stayed in my subconscious. It's with me every moment, waking moment.
Never going to look at a piece of moulding plastic ever again in the same way, are you?
I really am not.
Either that or watch Lionel Richie sing Hello.
Yeah, it's going to take a whole new meaning for me now.
Yeah, no, it's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It's one of the best worst programs I've ever seen. And this was just bad.
No, this was bad, yeah.
I would like to say this got some redeeming, but I couldn't. What was nothing. Redeeming? There's nothing.
Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing.
The editing was terrible. The story was
terrible.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It was kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers with a truck.
Yeah.
It's not even Duel, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not even Spielberg's Duel, it's a truck. You don't even see the trucks fighting on ram raiding anything, which is a truck.
There should be, shouldn't there?
It's anything.
They'll
just drive around and pull up.
Yeah.
That was at a truck stop.
They shoot the really big guns.
Yeah, it's a truck.
I mean, when I went to IMDb,
yeah.
Look it up, they didn't even have a picture. So I added one. So I added the picture to
there you go. Claim to fame.
Yeah, because they wouldn't put one up.
Yeah, it's not even a Transformer truck.
Yeah, it might get rejected. It was a picture.
It's nothing. It doesn't transform into anything. It's a truck.
Yeah. With a helicopter and a car.
And a car. Yeah.
I think it has a voice and stuff in that. I'm like, oh, I won't watch any more to find out.
I don't think it'd be hard to find anymore, would you?
It would be hard. There's random episodes up on YouTube. But...
Well, there's only 9 of them, so yeah. Could be the whole series.
It could be. In clips. Yeah. All right.
Let's move on. Onwards and upwards.
And next week we'll be talking about... The final of the Man Machine.
The ultimate Man Machine.
Another one I threw at you.
You did.
Because I suddenly remembered, what is the Ultimate Man Machine?
And the Ultimate Man Machine, apart from a Cyberman, but we've done Doctor Who, so we can't go down that
track. No, and you won't get a programme based on a Cyberman.
Well, you know that well.
Cyberwoman, maybe.
Well, maybe.
But it is RoboCop, the TV series. Or TV show, as they call it.
TV show.
Or did they call it a TV series?
No, it's called The Show, I think, as we will discuss in the next episode.
So we'll find out.
Possibly. If we care. So, until then.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Watching T-Pilot. If you have any comments to make, don't care.
No, we don't care. Even rude ones.
Yeah,
anything would be helpful. Is there anyone out there?
Any life.
Is it still digging? Keep going, my son.
Freedom but shuffles away.
Yeah. It's got to be soon.
Chatting up that piece of skirt who's sitting by your side, then pop the crucial question, a ride for a ride. Shirt sleeve.
you think tonight's episode of The Highwayman is explosive,
wait until next week.
If you like what you saw,
come back for more.
Or out!
Highwayman, next Friday.